Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Deborah with you, Tuesday evening, September 21st. Hey, good to be back. Good to be here amongst you and in this place, in this house, and in this portal of God's presence here this evening. Well, hey, thank you, everyone, for joining us again. Good that you're here as well. I'm glad that you are here with me this evening, PGN. Let's pray and just dedicate this evening to the Lord. We thank you, Father God. We just exalt your holy and magnificent name. God, you are marvelous, and you are the marvelous and glorious light. Father, we ask that it cover the earth, Lord. We thank you for your word and the demonstration of your word that came forth with power and with might and with purpose and your will for us as well, God, that you give us fountains of living waters to drink from, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for who you've called us, who you've made us to be, God, and who we're walking out, God, in obedience and following you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. Let's demonstrate your presence and your word with power, Lord. We just lift you up, God, and ask for your anointing and your blessing here this evening, God. We to our homes that there is shalom in our homes. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over any other spirit that would try to make its way. We bind it in Jesus' name, and we release the virtue and the grace and the peace of God in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, and just take authority, over any other controlling spirits that would try to happen in people's minds. Hey, I just realized something. I only created a show for 15 minutes. So let me see. I'm not sure. Let me just correct that right away before I get going, or I'm just going to be cut off. So I'm not sure. I'll click to edit. Okay. Let me just do that now. Oops. Okay. Save that. Okay. Never had to do that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad I seen that. Okay. That looks better. Hey, again, thank you so much for joining us. Good to be here. If you want to dial in for ministry and prayer, just shortly, you can call in at 319-527-6027 and press 1 on your keypad to open up and put you in queue and put you in line for ministry. So praise the Lord for that. Looking forward to it. So we were gone out for 1 week. We were on vacation with family life ministry, real life ministry with our family. And a wonderful time at the beach and the Outer Banks. And I actually thank the good Lord. It was a friend of ours actually rented the house to us at a very discounted price. So we are grateful for that. And then the second week do ministry renewal of some continuing ed classes and courses that I needed for a certification that I have. And so, and in that, it's very much spirit-filled and God alive in that. And I was praying that the Lord would just speak to me while I was there and impact my heart in ways that he wanted to grow me and teach me and imprint himself upon my heart. So so it was both challenging, I guess, in one way. I guess the word challenging is best for to say, you know, just allow the Holy Spirit to expand my heart and that he would shine his light on those areas and grow me greater into his image, and that there'd be nothing holding me back. No fear, no various shadows of darkness, of fear, anything like that. Those kinds of things, anything, any anxiety that wouldn't be from him, or a natural healthy form of anxiety, anything like that. And just allowing the Lord to, again, just expand my heart and expand my perspective into who he is, and to enlarge those places of him, enlarging my heart that I might step into my calling in a greater way with great confidence and courage for his glory. for that and for those purposes. So, and never to miss an opportunity to give him glory in Jesus' name. So I did see on my part a repeated pattern of the Lord just showing me those things and providing even resources and tools for me to grow as well and to come unto him. Well, one of the things that I also seen repeated there were some verses that I had actually shared here on PGN and even regarding the church. So I thought it was interesting that I felt like it was confirmation too what the Lord was doing within the church at a larger scale. Okay, this I just heard like an undercurrent of the Lord actually doing that. And one of the things that the course was one of them was a gentleman speaking about our identity as priests. And it had my attention because I had shared a little bit about priests earlier in the year. And so I wanted to take some aspects that he spoke of, which I learned in a different way. And some of the things that overlap from the Old Testament to the New Testament, but then also in our identity and how we carry that out and follow Christ and be his light and bringing others to Christ and drawing them closer to the Lord as well, which really is our calling, right? So if it's part of our identity, it's who he's called us to be as priests and children of God and royalty. Those are very significant. Those are very significant in the kingdom of God. So, I was going to read a prayer, but I will maybe come back to that at the end here. Okay, so the priests, their mission was to get, it wasn't just a mission that they would get, the priest would get close to God. It wasn't just a mission, it was their identity that they were walking with God and they were to follow in the Lord's ways, even in the Old Testament, okay? And in the Old Testament, we can listen, and even in the New Testament, we can continue to listen for some priestly language filtered and examples throughout Scripture, which I'm going to do more and more in the days ahead. But we see in the Old Testament that there was holy, there was clean, and then there was unclean, okay? And so the priests were to take the unclean and to make it clean, and then there was holy, right? So the priests were able to become holy and go to the Holy of Holies. And this pretty much consumed them because even everything, even their calendar included the Day of Atonement, which was, you know, where they were taking the sacrifices and going into their and coming into the Holy of Holies, right? So they would make the other people, the unclean people, clean. And then they themselves, they would purify themselves and make themselves and consecrate themselves and make them clean. But then the Day of Atonement, they would become holy. Okay, so this process, it was a long calendar even process that was on their mind and on their hearts that they had before the Lord. And so that was the process, right? So even the unholy actually became like the outcast, where the priest would actually bring the outcast in. But the whole process and what they were doing is helping others become close to God. That was the whole process, and it was the whole premise and desire of both gods, his intent that we be close to him, his invitation that we be close to him, and for the purposes that we ourselves would carry the purposes and the anointing of Christ ourselves, and bringing us in from being outcast and making us clean and then drawing us closer, closer, and closer, right? Just like he did with the priest. There was a process of drawing closer, closer, and closer to the Lord, and that they became holy. And the Lord wants us to do that as well. There's an invitation to continue to come unto him into this holy place with him. And so we see we see some things happening. Okay, that's my cap over the Old Testament. Okay, now the New Testament, what we see happening in the book of John, what happened was that the second temple of Christ was destroyed. The house was destroyed, so it was the ark was gone, from the temple. The staff was gone from the temple, and then the details of the records that the priests had, that they were, what they were to do to become from the unclean to become clean, to become holy, and the records and the family line and the things that they had, those were destroyed as well in the second, with the second temple of Christ. And so that left their identities in question, and their closeness was seen as it was in jeopardy. So when we see the book of John, John 4, it says Jesus, now we have Jesus come into play, and he's introduced as the Lamb of God. And to behold him, behold the Lamb of God. So there's a new way, there's a new order, and it's going to be in Jesus. This is why he's called the High Priest. And everything he did and took upon him, everything that was in the temple, is now symbolic for what Jesus carries within him. Right? Okay, being the bread and the light and the sacrifice and the aroma of Christ, all of these things. And by his blood, he's taken everything upon him that was held within this temple. And that's why we are now called, we are now the house of God, or these living temples, okay? And so when we receive Jesus, as he was introduced in the book of John, as to behold the Lamb of God, Jesus himself and his ministry started by bringing in the outcast. He repeats this priestly element and to bring them into his kingdom. So he takes the outcast and brings them in. He makes them clean, and he tells them to follow him, right? And to follow him closely. So this is Jesus's ministry, where he's bringing people close to him. Right? And there's places where heaven is touching earth. And when we read in scripture where heaven is touching earth in the New Testament, this is a place of a priestly anointing or priestly, you know, thing taking place. And Jesus is bringing an outcast as well. So there were three elements here that took place with the priest in the Old Testament, but also mainly with Jesus was staying in the New Testament. There was touch, where he touched people and he healed them. There was a meal, okay, or came the bread of life. But in the Old Testament, Jesus provided the meal daily for the priests, that they would come close to God and to sit with him and to dine with him, right? And the New Testament tells us to come and sup with the Lord, to take manna and to eat daily bread. This is my daily bread, Jesus, right? This is the priestly element that he's given us, that he's giving upon us and taking upon us, right? And then there were also garments. This is the third element here, garments. There, so the priest had white garments, just like our garments are washed new, or in Colossians it says, put on this, like to take off the old garments of filth, and they were talking about what those are, and to put on this, compassion, kindness, mercy, put on these garments. These are garments and priestly, it's relevant or symbolic to the priestly calling and the priestly garments to take upon us what is of Christ. Even that's all of what the book Colossians is being in him, and to take upon his nature upon us, which is truly indeed this priestly calling, this priestly identity. Okay, it's not just something we do or say. It's who he's called us to be, which makes it our identity. This is how Christ sees us. It's his perspective towards us, and he is going to he's going to engage this, and he is going to, you know, in some ways, I don't know if command is the thing, but there are some elements in this that he does command us to do. And but how we fellowship with him through this calling, through this identity, we see the Lord move, right? Because we're doing it his way and following him. And it's what he's called us to do, to become a part of him, that in and through this, you will find your anointing. I'm just going to say some of it might be specific to you and what he's called you to be, like maybe to be a deliverer or to go and to the outcast, to serve the poor, whatever that might be. to heal the lame, okay, and to touch those things that are unclean and to make them clean, right? The lame and those that were bleeding, you know, the woman of the blood issue, she was an outcast and she was unclean. And she heard about Jesus and she touched him and he turned and he, you know, declared that his power was taken out of him by a certain virtue that she pulled on him, which is a vivid picture of what faith looks like, a very vivid picture of what faith looks like, and through the power of God, which we ourselves carry because of Jesus and what he's given to us. So we emanate those things. So in these garments, we're washed white as snow, and there's priestly robes, which end up becoming wedding gowns. When we filter that through to the to Revelation 7, Revelation 21, it talks about these priestly robes are made white as snow, even through persecution. It's stated there if you read in the Amplified. And then the garments that we have become wedding gowns. So he calls us to the very end, and he clothes us and he wraps himself around us, right? And so humanity depends on his presence, and they need that. So you are a sanctuary, and God brings his presence with you. So you, God is with you, and you're bringing that presence to others. Also, there's a light, and I talked about that. Incense, which are the articles in the tabernacle, are symbolic to whom Jesus became and then whom we serve as well. So in the touch, which I just talked about in Luke 8, there's also where the priests bless them in number 6, right? May the blessing of the Lord be upon you, make his face shine upon you and be radiant and whatnot. Then he also sends them out. And then he talks about in John 7, out of you shall flow rivers of living waters. And this flow that is coming out of you, that is coming out of me, that's coming out of the bride of Christ, is flowing to others. We are to reach others just as Jesus did. And what is the purpose of this? Is we're to bring them in and bring them closer to God, bring them closer to God. So if you minister out of prayer and seeking and your priestlyhood, and you are just going to reach out and touch people, whether that's heal or handing them a Kleenex or holding their hand, however you minister in the moment that Christ calls you to do that, breaking a meal with them, you know, bread, literally food, or bringing them food in the natural or spiritual nourishment, you know, or revelation, the manna from heaven, and then in garments, you know, making provision for them and putting on the things of Christ on your nature and who you are, that you are seen outwardly. And even the light of God seen upon us on our faces as well is a picture of who Christ is, and we can minister. It can be very simplistic, and then it can be very anointed as well. And I believe if we start to sow and stewards where we are and with our understanding, which leads me to say something else, with our understanding, the Christ's power and his revelation word will fill that up. So I realized today when I was writing out some notes that today's the 21-21 was doubled there, 21st, and then the year 21. So I looked up 21 right before I got on, and there were some like and the elements and the symbolically, there can be a negative connotation and a positive connotation because some of it's related to dream interpretation. And so some dreams have a negative, you know, like if it was in the dream has a negative or a positive. But so I just stuck with the positive connotation for today. And so, so the reference for that was Daniel 10:13, and it said, your plans will succeed. So when I looked up Daniel, okay, so Daniel 10:13, but when I looked up Daniel, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified today, that's just what I have open. So Daniel 10:12, it said, Daniel 10:12. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He said, then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel. For from the first day that you set, okay, when you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before God, your words were heard. And I believe this is true for us. Even in this, like I believe even when I heard this and I set my heart on it to understand it and I humbled myself before God that my words were heard. My prayer was heard. And he said, and I had come to your response. I have come to respond to your word that the king of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, that one of the chief celestial princes came to me. So help came, okay? So I believe help is on the way. The Lord heard us. Whatever opposition, I just want to declare that whatever opposition we have been facing or have been encountering, that help is on the way and that your plans will succeed in Jesus' name. I just pray that and declare that over all of us and even PGN in Jesus' name. Because there it is again. We set our heart on understanding and humbling ourselves before God. He hears us and he responds to our words. So whatever opposition has come, in Jesus' name, we will succeed and overcome that. And we thank you for the ministering angels and the armies that raise their sword on our behalf and fight on our behalf. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, God, and remind us who we are in you and who you've called us to be. Well, we can read this in 2 Corinthians 3. It talks about ministers of the new covenant. And I'm going to go ahead and just let you read that yourself. If you want to be minister of the new covenant, because that's what we're walking in, because we've received Jesus, right? We take that upon ourselves. And this whole thing is a picture of where it talks about there, really what it talks about is talk about Moses. You know, Moses went up and then the light when he met with God and he got the commandments and then his face shone and he put a veil on. Now, I haven't heard this. This gentleman was proposing that the veil that that Moses had put on his face was so that the people wouldn't recognize that the light on his face was fading. It was a fading light. He didn't want to discourage them from their hope and who Christ was and was meeting with him. And so that the veil was there for the sake of the people. And so now in 2 Corinthians 3, it talks about that we're more than Moses with a glory. We have a glory that doesn't fade. We have a glory that doesn't fade and that we are radiant and glorious and our hope. We can have confidence and expectation and great courage, okay, like Moses did. But our glory does not fading away, okay? It is not fading away. That is why it's better than Moses' glory. So I just want to encourage you as ministers of the new covenant to read 2 Corinthians 3. And if your favorite version in the Bible is not amplified, I just like the way it expounds and explains on certain things, then read it in your favorite version. That's just, I'm going to throw that out there and not, I'm just going to give that to you in one big stake. Okay. You're going to have to take that and do that in bite-sized pieces yourself. So the whole New Testament is a picture. It's a picture of the gospel where this woman dared to touch Jesus, right? The woman in Luke 8 who was cleansed of her bleeding disorder, she dared to touch him back, right? She heard of him and dared with her faith to touch him back. Okay, so the priest didn't even touch to think about that, and she was unclean, outcast, heard of him, and she dared to touch him. Okay, and now Christ says, what is his becomes ours. That is so precious. What is his becomes ours, and we belong to him. Nothing can separate us from God. We belong to him. And healing is synopsis of it. He heals our spirit first, right? When we were in need, spiritual need, he healed that. He delivered us. Physical healing. And he gives us life and life everlasting. That is a picture of the gospel. Also in Luke 8, Jesus takes upon her shame and her uncleanness, which is the same thing that he did bearing at the cross. That's beautiful. And then lastly, and I do remember reading this verse for us as being living stones, but Peter, again, talks about us being living stones, and together we become a house. And we become this tabernacle. And even in Revelation, they're gathered around the throne. That's the invisible church, if you will, the invisible church of who Christ and those belong to God. So together we make up a house for God. And we're a spiritual house as holy priests, which is corporately and individually. You are a sanctuary. You are God's house. You're the nature of his presence, and you draw close. And he's continually inviting us to draw close to him daily, every day. When you wake up, every day, when I wake up, the Holy Spirit says, you are so free. You are so free, right? What is his is ours, and you are so free. But yet, you are so wanted. And he wants to draw close to us. This has been his nature and his intention from the very beginning. And whether, and it might be, but I might be limited in my humanness. But it might be that we have the need more than he does, and he made provision for us. But at the same time, it is his heart and his intent and his invitation for us, that we are so wanted. He wants us, and God is near to us. So 1 Peter 2, verse 4, I'll read first, but then verse 5, it says, come to him, the risen Lord, as to a living stone, which men rejected and threw away, by which is choice and precious in the sight of God. You, believers, friends, PGN, like living stones, so we are in his likeness or in his image, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. Come on, let's do this. This is how we're going to draw closer to God. We're going to touch him. We're going to get our daily manna with him. And we will have priestly garments and have shine for him and carry his anointing as we get closer and closer and closer to him. And again, now obedience is better than sacrifice. But he has called us to walk with him. I'm not sure why Blog Talk is giving me a cue here. Let's just see. Let's just hope. Stay. If I get kicked off for a second, just stay there. So, but it should just roll over since I changed the time and now it's on there. But if something happens, just stay put. Because they're giving me some cue in my ear that isn't accurate to what's happening on my computer. So, what I was going to say was, I was going to say something about God's perspective, which I might talk about that next week. Taking on God's perspective. But let me tell you what happened. One thing that happened, because I was able to pray with somebody who was, and so there were some interesting, maybe prophetic even elements. Dream connection. So Hey, let me do this for a second. I might just need to open up a phone line here. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that. So hopefully others can hear. So 919-426, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Destiny from North Carolina.
Destiny, hey there. Hey, could you hear me all along, or did my voice drop out at any time?
No, I was able to hear you through the whole show here.
Wanted to make sure. Just going to make sure that others are hearing too. So let me just pray for you, and then I can give a prophetic example. So Father, I just thank you for Destiny, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we lift her up to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your name be magnified in her. God, we just bring her to your altar. God, we thank you for your refreshing, God, that comes unto her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you offer and provide for her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her steps being ordered of you, God, and we thank you, Lord, that even that you refresh her steps, God, and that she comes to you, Father God, just to be filled before she even takes the next step, God, and for your direction and your guidance on her life, God. And I want to look up the verse here on something. Okay, I might have to change my. Hold on. Staying it here. I thought it was in the Book of Psalms. Let me just say something. So I'm seeing like a light rain or a light washing. Let me see if there's maybe I'm thinking of something. I thought it was a scripture, but maybe it's a song. But so just the washing of the rain and just the countenance of the Lord after that rain falls, not heavy rain, but just a and not even and more than a mist, but a very gentle and just that presence and that dew and that calmness that comes up over that. But I see him refreshing you in that way and that renewal coming to your spirit and your soul. And again, even coming to him before you take the next step, that you would be filled with him, and inquire of him and renewed of him. And then before you go out again and leading in that step and in that direction. So I see the refreshing and the renewal happening before you take the next step. In Jesus' name. So Father God, we thank you, God, for covering her, Lord, and providing for her and refreshing her and renewing her spirit and her soul in you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have called her by name, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that it will not return void, God, but would accomplish that which you set and purpose to do in her life, God. And she will succeed, God. I just pray and declare that even over her, God, that she will succeed in the purposes and will of God for her life, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. Let every opposition fall, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let it fall and dissolve in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that she would arise and stand firm. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Everything you said there was pretty much right on point as to what's been going on here, especially what you said as far as the direction for the next step. That's basically kind of just been my prayer for just for a while now, because I don't want to hold you. I know there's other people in the queue, but I have been trying to order some things concerning the matters within my life, like just for instance, career-wise, personal life, and things like that. And lately, it has been I have seen some difficulties and things, and I've been getting a lot of invites to some things, you know, viable opportunities, but I always feel as though, that ain't it yet, you know, or, you know, I just, you know, seek him for what is the fit that I'm looking for. But everything that you did basically covered all of that, and that's just how I go into everything is in, you know, is this where he wants me? If not, all right, I can move on.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's good. That's a good word, and there's wisdom in that because we can say yes to a lot of things, but they also could be a distraction. And so, yeah, we want to make sure that we're walking in the purposes of the Lord. And he, yeah, that's good. Is there anything specific we can pray in agreement with you for?
I don't have anything specific. You pretty much covered everything in on what you said earlier, and I do thank you for that. I did not think that I was going to be the first in line there because I did get on kind of late, so that did surprise me, but everything was right on point.
Oh, well, thank you. So praise God. Blessings to you. Thank you for sharing, and glad we're here to pray for you. So, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you as well.
Okay. Bless you. Thank you. Okay. I'll share my story later when I have more time. So, 828-9989. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing well. A lot better than I have been. I have God's peace. So good.
Glad to hear it. Good to know. So, Father, we just thank you. Lord, I'm sorry, there's the computer that's distracting me for a minute. Thank you, Father God, for Jennifer, Lord. We just bring her unto your throne. And to your kingdom, God, and to your altar, Lord, and just lift her up to you, Father God, and place her before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening her, God. I thank you, Lord, strengthening her in such a way that you're actually being yoked to the Lord. And, you know, the verse in Matthew, where it says, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden. But, I mean, it starts off that way. But I see you being yoked to the Lord. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So not so much that you have been heavy laden so much, but he's placing his yoke upon you, like you're being yoked to the Lord. And he's teaching you of him and learning of his ways, and that it is easy. His ways are easy and gentle, and to learn from him and to walk in that. So I thank you for that, God. I thank you, Lord, that you would even open up a greater understanding, a greater revelation, knowledge, and truth of your ease and of your light and of your teaching and of learning from you, God. I pray that you would open those things up to her, Father God, and unlock those, Lord, that you would actually even give her keys to that, God, in very practical ways, Lord, that she would be able to take that in, access it in practical ways, digest it, God, in such a way and be able to actually in some ways teach or impart or share or whatever manner that is to other people, that they might be able to grasp that as well, Father. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you, Lord, for sort of seeing as transformation happening in you. You know, the Lord's always seen you as precious and priceless before him, but I see him now touching you in such a way that, like, maybe you're seeing it too. and your identity, like discovering it, kind of like, you know, when that magical wand hits Cinderella and who she became, but she really always was her, you know, but she began to see her own identity, that she received the touching, she received the anointing. And perhaps that's what this yoke is doing, is, you know, that you're learning truly your identity of who you are in Christ, like you're seeing it for yourself, you know, and the transformation taking place and actually walking in it. And our identity, you know, the primary part of our identity is, a part of portion of that is our royalty. And I haven't fully grasped that, but maybe the Holy Spirit is going to teach you more and more and more of that. And I guess because I wasn't raised, you know, with that, you know, we didn't have a family crest or anything. So, but there is an identity in there that he does need to change in all of us, really, which is his perspective and who and how he sees us. So I thank you, Lord, for this transformation and touching her in these ways, Lord, that are so anointed and so keen with your revelation and your knowledge, God, that that she does take it upon her, God, that and maybe that's just the ease of his yoke is taking upon, wow, taking upon his royalty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for this grace and the favor that the blessing that comes with the royalty, God, that opens doors, Lord, and just does things for us, really, because of we bear your name, Lord. And I pray that she wouldn't have any guilt over that. None of us would, God, any listener wouldn't have guilt over that, God, but that we would carry it well to honor your name and to give you glory, Father, that we wouldn't miss our opportunities to give your name glory in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, God, and seal that. God, seal it, Lord. So I see him taking you in places where you are literally are walking into places that are walking in places, excuse me, not a literal but you are walking in places because of this favor and this anointing and this grace and blessing of royalty, that it's positioned you to walk in these places. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you. God, wow, this is such a beautiful visual encounter. But we thank you, Lord, and we just bless her with it, God, because we know, Lord, she belongs to you, God. Every listener, we belong to you, God. In Jesus' name. Wow, I've never seen or heard anyone ever say anything about being yoked to the Lord in the transferable yoke of easy being towards our identity or our royalty or our, wow, I've never even heard that. That was incredible. Wow, that was wild.
I was listening and it's, you're just so spot on. I can feel it happening. I can't explain it in words. I was trying to write about it today, but I couldn't. But you put it in words, you know, that I couldn't verbalize earlier today. So that was just beautiful. My heart is so encouraged to have that, this confirmation. You know, because sometimes I'm like, is it just me? You know, am I, you know, but to have it confirmed like this is just, it's brought so much joy to my heart.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that is great in a sense where heaven is touching earth. I'm just going to say, heaven is touching earth, and that is a beautiful thing because the will and the purposes of God will unfold and be, I mean, for the greater glory of God. And does a nation, does your city, does a nation need us now? Yes, it does, you know. So incredible and beautiful. So.
Wow. I even wrote that today in my journal, Heaven Touching Earth. He was showing me about the covenant and the rainbow and how, you know, like we see only part, and, you know, from his perspective, you know, it's a circle, like a ring, like a covenant ring. And, wow, you just used the same words I wrote today. That's just amazing. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, when you said that, I thought of, there was a book I read from, she was an intercessor for, I think, Kenneth Hagin Ministries, if I'm not mistaken. I'll think of her, hopefully, Lord willing, I'll think of her name. But she wrote a book just about all of her, you know, a lot of different experiences that she had in prayer and the things that the Lord taught her. And one of the things, I can't think of her name, but one of the things that she was talking about was the glory of God is like, now I don't know if she got this originally from somebody else back in like back in the 50s or 60s or 70s through a different historical time frame biblically or historically in scripture, but or not scripture, but movement of God, if you will. But it talks about the ring where Christ came, and now he laid down his glory, right? If you just think of the circle, and he's given, so then we picked up his glory, and we now carry his glory and give it back to him like it's full circle. And then we're also yes. going to, in Revelation, in heaven, we're going to throw our crowns unto him and continuously give him back the glory that he came to bring us, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. It's beautiful. It's just
yeah. So somebody yeah. first stated that, but yeah, that's what the, when you said that, that's what made me think of. So that's mm-hmm. cool.
Wow,
beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing and joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Is there any specific prayer requests you have before we let you go?
No, I wasn't even expecting to get on, actually. I joined kind of late. I want to go back and listen from the beginning, but kind of caught me off guard. So,
okay.
No, I'm just receive the blessing tonight, and I bless you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. God bless
you,
too. Okay, mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take our next caller, 803-991. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Angela, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Lord. I thought there was some background noise there for a minute. We just lift her up to you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father, and bring her to your throne, Lord, and to your altar, Father. I gotta mute your phone for a second. I don't know why I am hearing just a little bit of background noise. A little slightly distracted. So, Father, we just thank you again, Lord. Just lift up Angela to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. So I'm seeing there's like an order, and I don't know, to me in the natural, this feels like this isn't the right word to use for what I'm saying, but I'm seeing an order, and maybe that will unfold as I continue to trust in the Lord and bring this forth, be obedient to bring it forth. But I'm seeing also what's taking place too. You know, I was reading, or just sharing briefly on the number 21, because today's the 21st and the year's the 21st, and on Daniel 10. But then I was reading from Daniel 12, where he says that, let me just go back to what he says, that since he set his heart on understanding and he humbled himself before God, your words were heard, and then he came to respond to his words. So when your words are heard, I'm seeing an order is set in place. Like it's an order. I don't know if it's I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with like a court, like the courts of, I don't know, but I heard the word order, like an order being placed. So when you're speaking your words to the Lord, like he's responding to them, but it's also an order, and I'm not sure there's an order to it. So like, or your words bring forth order. I don't know. They call forth order. I'm not sure. Like sometimes I see the Lord can use me, and unbeknownst to me, and honest to God, I would never think to ask for this. But sometimes I could see how I can bring in chaos, I can bring order, but it's only, I'm not even sure how it happens, but it just does, and I don't always like it, but it can shift things out. So I don't know if it's your prayers are the same way where like they're, but again, I heard the word order and then seen the exchange of you releasing your prayers before the altar, before the throne of God, and him responding to it. And it's bringing forth some sort of order. I'm not exactly sure what all that means, and maybe you know more than I do. But he is responding to you in that way, and I do pray over you as well. If there's been any opposition of the enemy, of what you've called forth, of what you prayed and declared and decreed, and that might be it right there that you make declarations and decrees, because there is a like a lawful order to his word that gets set in place when we decree things that the Lord has decreed. There is a legal thing to that takes place. And there is a woman who wrote a book, which I'll get up in a second and move about in a minute to find that, see if I can. I think I have it over there. And she's actually a lawyer and wrote on and did research on the decrees of God, right? Where like in Job, where it says, if you decree a thing, the light of God will shine on it and it'll surely come to pass. And that's an order because there is a legal order to that. And now okay, so Father, I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the release of her words and the release of this order that takes place, Father God. Let it filter and fall as you will and as you may, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for the power of God that works mightily in her and through her and on her behalf, God, in Jesus' name. So mightily, this mighty power that works through you like a roaring of a lion, God. We thank you for it, God. It's mighty as it comes through from you. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. And I'm not even sure. Well, so I'm seeing like the land, the lion, walking and just reminded of one time, I think it was a dream that I had, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, a dream. Well, anyways, the lion was, and it was roaring in the streets, and it roared so incredibly loud that even the seeds on the ground, the seeds on the pavement started to move and to jump and to bring forth life and to, you know, set them in a different place that they would find a life. These seeds, you know, just started trembling and jumping, you know, even through the cracks on the sidewalk, you know, were responding. These things were responding to the roar and the might of the lion coming through. So I kind of see that element as well. Let me just get up again and see if I can't. I just want to get the name of this book or this woman. Setting decrees is, the name of this book is Inspired by the Psalms, Decrees That Renew Your Heart and Mind. That's her name. Anyway, the author, I'm sorry, that's the name of the book that I have, but the author, which she might have other books, is Elizabeth A. Nixon, Nixon. So Elizabeth Nixon, Inspired by the Psalms. And at the first part of the book, she does talk about declaring and decreeing and what that means legally. And then she goes on to have written, so three quarters of the books is actually decrees and declarations to pray. So bless you with that. So how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for that, Deborah. Amen. I can see that. Some of what you were saying, when you talk about the Korean, I think I started doing some of that today, actually. I've been praying on some things. So, yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm like I said, the name of the book you were telling me about, because I like to read anyway, so that's right up my alley. But, that makes sense. I can understand that exactly what you're saying. And the word you were using mightily. I've been using that word more and more with my prayers and when I'm asking and praying for someone or something, like in his mighty name and mighty power. So when you were saying that, I was like, wow, that's comforting. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
That moves some things.
Well,
God. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Very good.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So is there anything specific we can agree with you or pray with you for?
Yes, well, you said today was the 21st, 21. My nephew's birthday is today. If you could just say a special prayer for him. He turned 14 today. His name is Jacob.
Oh, how sweet.
His birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, we thank you for Jacob, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you would place your blessing upon him, God, even a priestly blessing, God, that you would make your face shine upon him, Lord, that you would give him peace and turn your countenance towards him, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, make his face to shine, Lord, with an unfading glory, God, that you would give that to him, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for his family, Lord, and his aunt who prays for him, God, and establishes his way through prayer, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you would guide him and guard him, Lord. You would have a spiritual preservation upon his life, Lord, for what you've called him to do, Lord, and what you've called him to be, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I see it as a leader, Lord. I thank you for that, God, and that he would walk tall and proudly, God, in what you've called him to do, God. And I ask that you would place that, just that assurity and that confidence and courage within him in his calling, God, that he just would have that assurance, Father. And I thank you, Lord. For some reason, just recently heard Ben Carson. This comes to mind, and I don't know why, so I'm just going to release it because the Holy Spirit works in very creative ways. But Ben Carson was sharing his testimony of how he came about being a neurosurgeon, if it will, and how he ended up going to school. And when he went to school, he thought he was going for one thing, but then he heard this one particular element in the classroom. He was just so drawn to it. So, like, the Lord opened him to get to where he wanted him to be into one place. But then, like, through the teaching, whatever, it completely drew him in this other direction. And other people were like, oh, man, who are you to go into that? Like, they just didn't think he could complete it, or that he kind of got a lot of kickback, if you will. And but he was just so drawn. He said it was like water. He couldn't get enough of it, you know. And that's how he became into the a neurosurgeon. And then God really used him and opened up some other doors, you know, in and through that, you know. And even to a place where I don't know if this is in a book he wrote. I'm not sure if this testimony is, or maybe others have heard it, and this was maybe just my first time. But a young boy came to them. He was actually a prodigy. He was reciting scriptures at a very early age, like at the age of two. And then when he was 6 or 8 years old or whatever, he ended up getting a brain tumor. But his parents were really compelled that he was going to help his son. But anyway, so the long and the short of it within that story is that Ben ended up praying and saying, Lord, he realized that it was God who helped him. And this child's parents were saying, but the Lord's going to use you. The Lord, kept saying the Lord to him. And then when he realized the Lord really did open up a way. He ended up using and surrendering his life. And he said, Lord, you've given me, it's your gift. It's your gift to be a neurosurgeon. You bless my hands and you lead me as the surgeon. You are ultimately the surgeon, but you bless my hands as I work. And the Lord just did amazing things in his life. So now, and I don't know why I even remember that during this time. So I don't know if it's something that he's going to call him to as a leader. And then he has this realization that it's God who's actually leading him. And he surrenders to it saying, I am willing to follow you with the gifts and the talents that you've given me, you know, that I will use this as you lead me. And it's just incredible things happen for him, you know. So so I just release that to him in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, I read Ben Carson's book too, yeah. So he's very interesting. Get the Hands was the name of the book, the one I read. I only wrote a couple of them, but I know Get the Hands was the one I read by him.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I received it.
So there's something. I don't know why I remember that in that moment, but if Christ comes to us and speaks to us by the Holy Spirit, to the it was taught through someone who said, you know, the Holy Spirit will bring at the intersection of your mind. And that's kind of what I did, like this thought just crossed over the intersection of what I was thinking about. So there has to be something to that. And it's interesting that you yourself have read that book. So, that's fascinating to me. So praise God. Yeah,
amen.
That's good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you, and good to hear your voice, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 910-709, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. All right. And you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, it's good to be here tonight with everyone. It's been a while, so it feels good to be back. And something on my computer is a little different. Maybe it's because I'm not used to something on it because I haven't been here in a while, or they changed something on the Blog Talk, throwing me off on something. So, because the countdown for how much time I have left says something different than I remember. So they either changed it or I just don't remember it being that way. So that's what's throwing me off tonight. I mean, not throwing me off, but a little bit distracting me. Okay. So thank you, Father, for Sylvia, God. Thank you for your grace in her life, God. We thank you for the opening of grace in her life, God, the pouring out of grace, Lord, the sufficiency of your grace, God, the abundance of your grace, Lord, and how you lavish your love upon her through your grace, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say grace has an anointing, an anointed grace, but I see an opening of grace. Yeah, I see an opening of grace. Like, really, it's really wide. Like like it's an abundance of this coming to you. Like, you can even walk through it. Like, wow, I don't know if there's some sort of training you've had. I don't know. This is interesting concept for me as I'm viewing this as well. And speaking at the same time. So it's just like a big, almost, I don't want to over-spiritualize it and call it a portal, but it's a very big access that you have to the grace of God. Like, and I can see, like, it's transferable that you can move about this grace, both on earth in the natural and in spiritually. And I don't even know if there's ever even a difference, which I've never even heard anyone sure that either, but there is this flow and abundance of grace to you. Like, it's tangible, it's like, again, even if there's an anointed type of grace, there's the sufficiency of grace. It is an abundance to you. And it's like you can move about this place freely. And I'm not sure what that means, like in the natural and then in the supernatural. And I'm not sure why that would be, unless it is according to like our spiritual giftedness, that we draw on more grace for others, which that would be something that I would just theologically maybe put together in my mind, that would be a natural thought of why that would be. But I thank you, Father God, for this free flow of abundance, God, that she has access to, that is a reservoir that belongs to her, God, that you're giving her, Lord, and that she is transferring, even, God, and accessing, God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that whatever where this full function and this grace is, Lord, that you do indeed have full function to it. So I've never that I can recall just off the top of my head, really, somebody speaking on the grace of God, you know, other than saying like it's the full merited God in the like very short sentences, but really talking about grace in a very tangible or studying the grace of God. There probably is a little bit of mystery to it as well, but it's definitely something that we receive, and I see receiving it in its fullness and having access to it. And even in somewhat, again, not wanting to hyper-spiritualize or over-spiritualize anything, but almost like a portal to it, but you can freely move about it and accessing it for what you have need of. And again, the word of even anointed grace, I don't know what that is. Again, never heard of it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I trust what you're bringing forth, Father God, but I pray, God, a release of your revelation knowledge, Lord, an enlightenment to come to Sylvia, God, according to your word, Lord, what you want her to draw and to get from God, Lord, even like I'm seeing water and I'm seeing oil in this grace even. That you're drawing, like we're talking about drawing forth, like a draw forth of water, a draw forth of oil, which again would be an anointing. So I honest to God, I've never heard anyone even do any comparison or say anything like this. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that she utilizes it, accesses it, and it functions and it flows as you desire. So it could be too, as soon as I say flow, you know, where he says he gives us rivers of living water that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water, that there's some sort of grace attached to that. There was a grace of living water that flows from us. Again, I've never heard anyone say this, but this is there's an access there to that, and that's wild. This makes me want to almost study it out as well. But so praise God for that, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for it, Lord. Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's just read something to you that I did have a verse. Let me see. Even out of this priesthood too, well, there's rivers of living water that he gives us. That's part of, you know, because the priests use water too to cleanse. Yeah, and they also, so yes, the water does have to do with grace as well, because I was thinking of something else in the Old Testament, realizing. Okay, so in Revelation 7, it talks about, this is just in the chapter, I'm not going to go verse from verse, but in the chapter it talks about salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb, our salvation is the Trinity, to give, and to God the Trinity we owe our deliverance. Okay. So it says, then the elders responded, saying to me, which I skipped a few verses, then those who are dressed in their long white robes who they are and from where did they come from. Okay, so this is what I was talking about, the priesthood earlier. This is the element to that. And I said to him, my Lord, you know the answer. And he said to me, so he's asking a question. He's saying, you know the answer. These are the people who came out of the great tribulation, persecution, and they have washed, their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb because of his atoning sacrifice. So another thing that the priest did, just a side note here, another thing that the priest is, because of the Day of Atonement, the blood, they had to go through the blood to get life. That's exactly what Jesus came to do, as behold the Lamb, to get life. And then now it's another declaration of his as well. For this reason, they are standing before the throne of God, and they serve him in worship day and night and in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them and shelter and protect them with his presence. Amen. They will hunger no longer, no thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them or any scorching heat. For the Lamb, who is the center of the throne, will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, giving them eternal comfort.
Oh, thank you, Lola.
Yeah. So I think that's what I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, because in Revelation 21 there it says, to the one who thirsts, I will give water from the fountain of the water of life without cost. I think I was thinking that that is like rivers of living water, right? So it doesn't cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't cost because there's grace involved in it. So what we offer and bring, what we offer and bring to people when we bring it forth, what comes out of our bellies are rivers of living water, and it comes forth as a fountain of life. It's to bring life, and it doesn't cost. It didn't cost us. It shouldn't cost other, you know?
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the there's probably more symbolism to the word and revelation to his grace that maybe we haven't seen before. You know, when the one waters were, they were to throw the salt in the water because the water, yeah. And I know that's prophetically symbolic, but I don't know if we've taken the revelation truth and the manifestation of the truth of grace, the element of grace being,
hey, you know what? It's so strange. I just finished studying on the salt, and I just studied what you just said about throwing the salt into the water. I was just finished studying that.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? That came to me twice, and then when it came to me the second time, I said, I think I'm supposed to just say this.
Yes, I just finished studying on the salt, and when you said that, I was like, oh, wow, I had just finished that, studying it, and then you said it.
Yeah, so there's something even more there. I would meditate on that a little bit more and see what the Lord, yeah, because there, see that, excuse me, in my estimation is a type of a confirmation that even that there's maybe even something more there to meditate and just go and reason with the Lord, you know, and see what he would have to speak or to say about that. And just, or even simply, sometimes I just simply ask the Lord, like, what does this mean? Like, what is this? And sometimes I'll have a dream or like I'm waking up to like this thought of wisdom, really, it's like profound wisdom. I'm waking up to it, and it's actually my answer that I have need of. But he's asking us, and repeatedly in scripture, he's telling us to come to him and ask in all things, all things. So I would keep asking. And there's another thing too, like I've been praying to the Lord. I guess we only use, I don't know, if it's like 38% of our brains or something like that, but we can remember everything. I guess whatever, like when this conference I went to and it was, I mean, very jam-packed, right? You know, they're saying like everything I took in, my brain can actually remember that and calculate it. And, you know, it's retrieving it. That's, you know, part of the issue. But actually our brains, the way that they work, we're taking it all in, So, you know, I've been asking the Lord that I just want him to, I want him to be, take up and expound. If I could use more of my brain than what's expected and whatever percentage that is, I want to do that. Like I'm just asking him for more. In all ways, you know, and not that I'm even losing it, but sometimes I feel like I, you know, not that that's my
You know what I pray over mine? The memory of the just is blessed. I pray that over mine. The memory of the just is blessed. Because, you know, I've had some issues before, and I always, you know, pray that over myself. Because, you know, I've had, like, two strokes before, so I always pray, you know, that my memory, that my memory stay intact. And he's doing it.
But, wow, yeah, that's beautiful.
For you to be able to use, a full capacity of it. Yeah, I think I'll pray that as well. I think I will pray that as well. But that memory of the just is blessed. That's my number one. But that takes care of anything that could happen to it, you know, in the future as well. So I cover it now.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. That's a great prayer. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down. Use that. Yes, and I like the word capacity, the capacity of my mind. Yeah, because I don't want to be limited. I think that's part of it is where, like, the places that I've either limited myself, you know what I mean? Like in my own belief or limited belief or whatever, you know, but I want that to increase with Christ, you know, even my perspective.
Go ahead.
Change my perspective to God's perspective, you know?
Yes. And I pray, I ask God sometimes to let me see things the way he sees things, to see people the way he sees people, you know, instead of me seeing them the way I perceive them. And a lot of things, you know, that have his mind that I can, you know, look at a situation. I'm trying not to look at it from the natural, but, you know, to be kingdom-minded and to be able to see it.
Yes.
So that's another one.
Yeah, that is
another one. Yes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, we are natural beings, and, you know, sometimes we can, you know, not see it the way we should see it, and maybe we'll think about it later and maybe wish that we had tackled it a different way, you know, or, you know, maybe not even said whatever. But I'm trying to be, you know, more kingdom-minded and see it a little different, how he would see it versus how Sylvia would see it.
Yes, and I think that grows our confidence in him and how we walk on earth and our courage as well. Because even Gideon, you know, was from the lowest tribe, and he thought he was the weakest. You know, that was his view of him. But then Christ called him and spoke to him, and then he began to ask God. Not challenge God, but ask God for certain things so that he could see it. He could see God's perspective in his own life. you know, so that's what he was asking. And he put the fleece out and he was asking God, you know, for his assurance, because like, hey, I want to see it. Am I seeing this correctly? Like, am I hearing you correctly? Because I need to see it the way you see it. I heard you, you know what I'm saying? But I need to see it the way you see it. And Jonah was kind of the same way. Well, Jonah heard it and he knew what it was called of him, but he didn't want to see it the way God seen it, right?
Right.
So we
want to see the way he saw it. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's a good word. That's good for all of us to remember, because we can hear one thing, but then, you know, when Christ asks, because I'm sure we've all walked that out, so, you know, like the, we hear the Lord say one thing, and then we mm-hmm. do it in obedience, and they're like, oh, this isn't what I thought you said. But now I'm in it. So, you know what I mean? But like, oh, I see what you mean now. Like, you know, right? So it's definitely, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, is there anything we can, that's good too. Is there anything we can pray with you or for you?
Well, actually, I've been praying for, I think I had you pray this before, a revelation knowledge, like this has to do with, combination of, you know, Bible, learning strips, memorizing, different things like that. So I'm praying for it to be open, you know, to a greater degree.
Okay. Okay, let me,
pretty much like you want to use the full capacity, you know, of your brain pretty much. I feel like sometimes I have blocks, you know, like the enemy tries to block me sometimes. I feel like that a little, but I push through. Now, I know words, but I feel like, you know, I could, like all of us could, you know more, and pretty much like you said about, you know, the capacity to use more of the capacity of your, you know, of your brain.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, Father, thank you for Sylvia, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and myself, Lord, and every listener, God, who is just, Lord, we just dedicate our minds to you, God. We thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And your word says that you hold all things together, God. So we thank you that you hold together, Lord, our memories, God, that you hold together the things, Lord, that concern us, God, just all of it, God, is we are fearfully and wonderfully made before you, Father, in Jesus' name. But God, we ask, Lord, in dedicating and offering ourselves to you, God, in such a way that you have a greater capacity and increase in our lives, God. Let that be so with the grace, Lord, that I've seen on Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, in growing in that and understanding that, Lord, and as she lets her request be known to you, Father God, and this revelation knowledge, God, I pray Ephesians 1 on her, God, that, Lord, it says, for this reason, because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you my prayers. And he says, I always pray, and that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, which says, that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight. God, so may you release the revelation, God, that brings deep insight, that brings increase to capacity, God, personally and intimately, God, with insight and increase, this capacity of insight, God, into the true knowledge of him. For we know the Father through the Son, God, and I thank you for that, God. And we pray that the eyes of her heart and the very center and the core of her being may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your marvelous light, God. Let that increase in our lives, God. Let it be such an increase of this glory that we go from glory to glory and it does not fade, God. Let this light and the glory of God may not fade in our lives, Father God, but be seen and known by all, God, that that might bring an increased capacity of others into your kingdom, God, that we are ready to give an answer, Lord, for the hope that we have inside of us, Father. We thank you for it, God, and that we cherish even the hope, God, and we divinely agree with you and confidently expect, God, Lord, to receive the riches of your glorious inheritance, Lord, and the request that she places before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God. That's good stuff. Let it be so, in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. That's for me.
Yes, my pleasure, privilege, and I enjoy it. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Father. Oh, gosh, the Lord's so good. Okay. Oops. Let me see my next caller. 903-808. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. This is Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie, how are you? Oh,
I'm
hey,
good.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm glad
to hear
back.
Your voice.
Yeah, I very rarely get to listen to your program, but I did come in here and I thought, oh, wait a minute, Deborah's on right now. So I thought, well, I'd click in for a little bit and listen and get prayer.
Yeah.
Some things going on and I'm asking the Lord about and looking for direction on some stuff that I got going on. So I thought, well,
okay.
I can just call
in
your prayer.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you so much. I'm honored that you would join us, and it's good to hear your voice. I love your voice.
Oh, thank you. Love you too.
Yeah, and I almost actually called you a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I should just call her and have her pray for me. So that's funny that you would land here. So God bless you for that. So thank you, Lord. Father, yeah. Lord, we just thank you for Jeannie, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I bring her before your kingdom, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you stand in the light of God. I just see you standing in the light of God, a great shiny light surrounds you, and that you're standing in it. So I thank you for that, Father. I just thank you even for the picture of that, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, Lord, as she stands in your light, Father, that you would surround her, Lord, with your guidance, Lord, that you would, as she requests, Lord, impart unto her your wisdom, Lord, and your direction and your guidance, Lord. We thank you for confirmation and direction, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, because I'm actually seeing this light as like almost, well, like the sun. And but I just want to pray that there would be, and I don't even know where this is coming from, but like no fool's gold, you know, where people see this gold and think it's one thing, that the enemy wouldn't do this directionally with the guidance, God, that she has placed before you, Father God. We thank you for the purity, God, of your word, Lord, the integrity and the accuracy of your spirit, of the Holy Spirit, Father, that there would be nothing to fool them or to distract them in any way, God, but it would be legit and it would be firm and it would be solid, Lord, and trusting, God. It would be a sure word of direction that you would bring to them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. Again, I just keep seeing the sun. It's like the sun. It's not, I think if this is like, not sure what time of day it is. I guess I can't really tell, but it is the full, maybe it's the full noon of day. And I know there's a scripture that talks about that.
I think we've been in the full moon time the last day or two, like the fall equinox and all of that.
Oh, okay. I didn't say moon. Hold on. I'm going to have to change. Yeah, I was noon, N-O-O-N. there's a verse, but I'm going to have to change my Bible version here because the Amplified's not going to look great on that one. And my computer is running slowly. Okay. Let's try this. Is it no, let me try this. I thought it was maybe a proverb. Okay, that's weird. This 22. Let's see here. Oh, maybe this is it. I don't know if this is it from hold on. Okay. Might be one here in Psalm 37:6 that says, "He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday."
Okay.
Okay, and Job, okay, 11:17, it says, "And your life would be brighter than the new day. Though you were dark, you would be like the morning." Oh, okay. That wasn't the one I was thinking, but 37:6. Which I thought it was a psalm or a proverb. Let me go to this one, this stuff in a different version. Justice is the new day. I think this is the one that I'm thinking. Now let me pull this one up and amplify. Yeah, this is an Amplified. "He will make your righteousness, pursuit of right standing with God, like the light, and your judgment like the shining of the noonday sun." Yeah, Psalm 37:6.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thanks, amen. Thank you, Lord. Justice as the noonday. So I don't know if there's something that, if they're waiting on a type of justice from the Lord, but I see you standing in it.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some questions on that. The thing that caught me is you mentioned fool's gold. And I'll just tell you, since you've already prayed, we ran across a place yesterday that we went and looked at, and I made an offer on it, put a contract on it right quick, have submitted an offer. And then after I submitted an offer on it, and we just kind of looked at it quick, you know, the places are flying off the market so fast. If you don't put a contract on immediately or put a bid out, they're gone. I mean, they're gone. Particularly when you're letting off, you know, land like this. And I've felt a little nervous about it in a sense, you know, because it's one of those places that it's got, the land is beautiful, the location is really good, it's got a big horse barn on it that's even bigger than I even need. The house is lacking, you know, the house is not really exactly what I'm wanting. And I offered kind of a low price, so I don't know if they'll take it, but to me, with the things I would need to do, it's really all I can do, or pretty close to all I could do. I couldn't do hardly any more than what I offered. And a lot of the stuff is just selling so high, really even, I mean, like ridiculously high right now. And so I'm asking the Lord, is like, you know, I consider all the prophetic words, because I've been getting prophetic words, not just from Randy, but from other people too that are friends and people I know for several years about moving. And, you know, this is the last move really we intend to make, unless the Lord changes, you know, says otherwise. I don't think he will, but at our age, but I'm like, Lord, is this it? Because there's things that I have wanted, you know, or had requested that it doesn't have. But, you know, a lot of times a place doesn't have everything. And I'm like, Lord,
is this the place? Because I'm feeling a little bit of uneasiness, or is there another, you know, or is the uneasiness just because it didn't have everything that I want, but it has a lot. And then there's a little creek that runs along beside it. It's actually a creek that comes, that's not just to that property. It actually comes from always, so it actually has a name. And then my husband, he said, oh, that creek's called Ishmael Creek. Well, I went, what?
So
I thought, why can't it be, you know, Ishmael Creek wouldn't be the first name I would choose, you know?
Yeah.
So not, and that may not mean a thing. I don't know, but I'm just like, Lord, is this the place? You know, I found out that the people that own the place have already put an offer themselves in on another place for them. And so the realtor told my realtor, said they're anxious to sell, you know?
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, what the way the market is, and you're having to immediately make an offer on something, which I have a 10-day option to get out. So I'm not locked in by any means. They haven't even accepted or not accepted the offer yet. But for me, I'm like, Lord, I don't want to miss, you know, God's been talking about this new place for us in this new area for years. And so I'm like, and it's been so hard to search to find anything that was even remotely just that we liked. So I'm like, Lord.
Yeah.
So when he said fools go, I'm going, wait, God, what was that? Lord, what? Definitely want to know that we're hearing God. So,
yeah.
And just to know, you know, because you hardly ever find a place that has everything you're wanting. But
right,
you know, that's kind of
right.
Where I'm at. That's kind of where I'm at on this. I'm like, God, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because we had to, like, modify, you know, what we did want, didn't want, or, you know, like, what, okay, this is, like, we're not going to have much of this, but that's okay. We can live without, you know. So, yeah, we kind of had to do that, too, so. Yeah, it can be, and
yeah,
we looked for about a year, too, so.
No, we've been looking, well, we actually started looking about 8 years ago, because the Lord gave me the Lord had put it in our heart, and then Randy gave me a word, and it was the beginning of 2012. He gave me a word, and he said, this year, somehow, the Lord is going to show y'all the area where y'all are supposed to be. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
So, and yeah, Christmas Day of that year, barely made it in that year, the Lord, we went to visit some friends in Wood County, and had driven through there before, but had never actually just been there. You know, had only driven through there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place for sale in that area. And anyhow, when we got up there, we were like, oh, my God, you know, we just felt it. Oh, my gosh, this is the area we're supposed to be in. So,
so anyhow, all these years,
we've been riding and looking.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, getting to know the area. And then, of course, now we finally got things are lined up to where we can go ahead and buy. And I'm trying to finish the renovations or get the renovations finished on our house. So, but anyhow, it's kind of an interesting thing. But I had kind of expected to find a place and just, like, you know, hear the birds singing and the ta-da, you know, sparkles in the air and stuff like that. This is the place for you. And it hasn't quite worked that way. It was like, well, this would work. Well, that would work. Well, okay, I'm not crazy about that. Well, this, you know, so it's one of those things that has the goods and the bads. But I did go ahead immediately and put an offer in on it because it was like, okay, there's been so little to choose from and the prices have been so high. And this one, I just might could get it within our budget. And
that would be wonderful. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the prayers. I know you're probably other people waiting, and you're just about out of time here. So,
pleasure to pray for you. Yeah, I'll continue to pray for you. That'll be interesting to hear how the Lord unfolds that and unpacks that for you guys. That's exciting too.
It is. I mean, didn't y'all just recently move too?
We did, and it was kind of the same thing, like, going into it. I mean, we just had a unique situation where we almost didn't get it at all. That's just, anyway, it's just kind of a long story, but kind of the same thing. I was like, okay, well, I mean, we guess we've been looking for a year. We kind of know what we want and don't want. This house has some features that I wouldn't really necessarily pick in a house, but I guess the Lord knows. what we're, you know what I mean? I guess he knows, you know, I'm like, I guess it's okay. I hope it's going to be all right. You know, like I wouldn't necessarily pick it like that, you know? So, but it kind of, kind of reminds me a little bit like of a bed and breakfast. I know that's weird. So I don't know if we're going to like house or somehow like guest speakers that come in the area or pastors or I don't know, you know, and I don't mind cooking. Like I kind of relaxes me in some way, you know, and to make like, you know, different. So I'm just not sure. Everything. I'm glad that the process is all over because we were in our other house for so long. It was such a huge task, you know, and long process. We're glad it's all over and that we did that. So we're more in a ranch as opposed to a two-story, which is a little bit harder to find in this area as well. So, but really, honestly, looking back, like in hindsight, it couldn't have been more perfect timing, and the Lord really did work a lot out. It really was a lot of work as well.
Yeah.
In between all the other goodness and the good things that he did, there was definitely a lot of hard work in there. So.
Have you thought how strange it is of the PGN family here that you guys moved, Terrence and Tanisha have just moved. I mean, we're in the process of getting ready to move. And actually, you know, Randy's looking for a place, which I know he's hunting a studio, but his studio search could very well move them home-wise, too.
Yeah.
And I thought,
well,
it's
I'll
like
tell
a
you,
whole
Jeannie,
PGN team.
Yes. Yes. Well, let me tell you something as a testimony to the Lord, too. And I know I have another caller that I do want to get to. But it all started with this. This is how it unfolded. And this is what I really think it is I volunteered for, or not volunteered, excuse me. I was working for the 2020 census that came up last October. And it was just the way the process was. I was like, Lord, if I get this job, I know it's going to be from you, right? So they called me at the last minute. They had a last minute push, like right before the election took place. They wanted to get the numbers in. It was more for e-commerce and them wanting to change their just their reputation and things like that. And I thought it was interesting because they only do it every 10 years. I thought this would be great to be a part of it. Just be interesting to work for the government in this way and in this fashion, you know? And so I did, but the census, okay, so in the Bible, when they had a census, it was very significant. God did very significant things when a census took place, and especially with when Jesus and Mary went back and he gave birth to Jesus. Like they didn't really have to, like, he had to move these people in these places and locations of where he wanted them to be. And then he did something very significant in the earth. Man, I'm getting like chills even saying this. From heaven touched earth, and he did something very significant. And I knew if I worked for the 2020 census that we were, so when I came back from my emails got all boggled up, okay? So it ended up being that I looked at the email and I was like, well, I haven't looked for a house in a while. So when I looked, I pulled up a house in this particular neighborhood. And when I pulled up the house, I asked John, you know, if he could look at it. He's like, sure, which is unusual too. So we went and we sat in it. And I'm like, well, I could maybe see us living here, right? Well, they were still building in the neighborhood. That just never even dawned on me. But for my husband, being the realtor is, he goes, well, let's just go talk to them. In the thing, let's go talk to him. This was on a Thursday. That day I prayed. Oh, and we got another email from another neighborhood that we had put our name in like months and months ago on the same day. That was a Thursday. That night I listened to PGN, and in the middle, right before he even got to the communion, he stopped and he said, somebody's getting a new house.
Wow.
And I prayed. I said, Lord, is this you? Is this how you're working? Is this how you're moving? And the word came forth. He just like in the middle of, it was just like a turn point. Somebody's getting a new house. And then that's when I was like, man, I think that's God like that. And I'm going to pursue this until I can see that God puts this together. And that's how the whole thing began. Right there. And so for everyone to be moving that's with PGN like that, I do believe God's going to do something very significant. God's about to do something very significant.
I believe it totally. It's just too strange. You know, there's no such thing as the word coincidence in Hebrew. But
right.
It is very, you look at like almost the whole team is moving, you know. And there might be others. You know, I'm not familiar with what everybody is doing. But, I mean, y'all and then Terrence and Tanisha, and then we're in the process of, and Randy, very possibly.
Yeah.
More than likely,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
Great.
Anyhow. Well, I won't
that's
keep you. I know
cool.
You've only got a good few minutes
okay.
here, and you've got someone
yes.
waiting to talk to you. So blessings, girl,
yes.
and thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And I enjoyed talking with
bless
you.
Bless you, too. Good to hear you and talk to you, too. But God bless
uh-huh.
you. Bye. Bye. Hey, 205-531, I'm just going to pray for you real quick. Sorry, run out of time. God bless you. I pray for you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for doing your work. Lord, I thank you for the Trinity, trifolding and tribuning in your life in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the grace of God leading you out as the Trinity walks with you, that the hand of God is with you, the Father's heart and eye is with you. Jesus is seated in heaven and interceding on your behalf by name, even calling you forward to move forward, calling you forth and moving you forward, and the Holy Spirit walking alongside of you, whispering in your ear in which way to go, to the right or to the left. And so I bless you with that you have the triune, you know, presence of the Lord for you, encouraging you, and, you know, calling you forth in victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Shalom.